Romans, and we're in chapter 7. This is session 3 in chapter 7, which covers verses 13 through 20. And it's entitled, The Two Parts of Me. The Two Parts of Me. This was a real challenge for me to put down in 5 minutes, so hopefully I'll get this idea over to you and help you make sense of God's Word. So let's read verse 13 through 20. Did that which is good then, in other words, the law, bring death to me? By no means. It was sin producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure. It's not the law's fault, it's my fault. It's not God's fault, it's my fault. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. So now listen to all the I's. Verse 15. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law, what is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells with me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. And pretty soon he's going to say, oh, wretched man that I am. So let's look at these verses. Did the law, which is good and perfect, cause my death? No. The law only defines, points out my sin. My own sin produced death in me, as the law clarified for me what sin really is and how much of it there is in me. Look at verse 14 through 20 and all the I's listed there. The responsibility for all the confusion and guilt I have in this life is not from him or his law, it's from me. Now, Paul faces a huge dilemma. He is in conflict with himself. Now, let's look back on Paul's life and see if we can understand this. Before the Damascus Road experience, that's in Acts 9, he was satisfied with himself, content and confident. He was aware of only one nature. Then that nature didn't please God. But Paul was aware of only one nature and was focused on what he was sure God wanted. He leads a troop of soldiers to Damascus to arrest those evil Christians. He senses great holy purpose with great pride. There is no doubt, no conflict, no confusion. He will do God's work, but then in a flash of light, he meets God himself. Paul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Paul is humbled, blinded, and changed forever. He was wrong. His pride was shattered as he is led by the hand, blind for 3 days. Now he believes and feels tremendous guilt. Later he calls himself the chief of sinners. It takes him 3 years in the desert to fully understand truth. He has two natures. One is holy and righteous, pardoned by grace, but the other nature, the flesh, persists and continues in sin. Let's read verse 18 and 19 again. And it's on the other page. Here we go. 18. For I know that nothing good dwells in me. Nothing good dwells in you. That is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what's right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. He wants to do good, but the evil in him is what he does. Can you identify with this? Is this something you understand in your own life? Without Christ, Paul had one nature and he was perfectly satisfied. With Christ, he now has two natures and he's very dissatisfied and he's looking for a cure. He's looking for resolution. He's looking for hope. So, Father, as we work toward the end of chapter 7 and then we begin to lead into chapter 8, what a surprise you have for us. That this nature that now has your spirit dwelling in it wants to be good, but the flesh, that the shell that I live in, tempts me all the time. Satan uses it to test me and tempt me, and sometimes I fail. What hope is there for me? Father, you provide hope for me. You provide hope for everyone who has ever lived who loves you. We look forward to understanding that and praise your name in Jesus' name.